The Chinese are interfering with the media. The Chinese are all over Africa, aren't they? And mostly into cobalt at the moment, because I travel to Democratic Republic of Congo. The Chinese are interfering with our media. Where can I have a poster? And their own media, because I've met their journalists and I see what they put out, although I think one of them's defected, is lousy. Who's supporting the media? The West supports the media. I mean, their journalists from the Daily News in Stanford. Thank you. Violet Gonda from SW Radio is at Stanford. I spoke to her an hour ago. And she's being trained there, and she's working out now how she can get $115 for to pay her phone calls to try and continue covering for SW Radio on a wonderful program that she does called Hot Seat, where she gets Zimbabweans in long interviews, and even if they can't listen to it, it gets onto the internet, somebody photocopies it, gets out. At least people in the urban areas do know what she's doing. And she's at Stanford, Ray Chottel, who was so brutally tortured by the military in 2000. Brutally, I thought Ray was going to die. He's been to Stanford. So yes, the West is doing its traditional thing for the media. The South Africans are not helping the media. They've been really awful, and nor is Africa helping the media. The West is Britain, United States, the Scanders, the Scandinavians, or the Scandahooligans, as we used to call them. They're helping all the traditional people, and they're generous. You know, they're generous about it. And their scholarship programs. The problem is the journalists have gone. They've either been forced out, they're now on other passports, they can't get back, and we haven't got any. We haven't got any almost any journalists left in Zimbabwe. There's not a single photographer operating at the moment. The last photographer got nearly beaten to death on March the 11th. I saw him. I didn't think he was going to live. I can't take out a camera anywhere in Zimbabwe without getting arrested. So I've got one, you know, I'm such a useless photographer. I've got a little digital one, and I try and be tricky with it, but I always fail. You know, so that's how it is.